For over 200 years, this part of the mission has served a variety of purposes. Each use is truly a chapter in the mission's history. At one time, it was the artisan living quarters. When the mission became a private residence, this area was the sala, or sitting room, for the Forster family. Later, when Sarah Chapel was deemed too unstable to hold services, the sala building became a temporary church. When Father O'Sullivan arrived at the mission, he converted this space into a gift shop that sold postcards and souvenirs in order to raise funds for a much-needed restoration. Today, the sala building serves as a wonderful exhibit space. Listen to Michelle Lawrence Adams explain.
The sala needed work. In fact, the exterior finishes were falling apart. There were water issues in the foundation. Its historical significance had been somewhat forgotten because of the commercial activity that had been housed inside that space. In conserving the sala, over $700,000 was raised and committed to making sure the space could create a flexible space for museum exhibits. We wanted to return it back to museum use and to a more appropriate daily appreciation that would never allow it to go unnoticed or unappreciated again. The sala is a space of historic and personal significance for so many. We hope you enjoy the beautiful restoration of this space today.
Be sure to watch the orientation video and explore the legacy of St. Sarah in the adjoining room.